I tried clicking on that link, and it wouldn't work.
And it didn't work. Okay, well, thank you for the feedback. I will be sure to send it around then so that you can see it. But basically, there's a fire that occurred prior to or kind of subsequent to a holiday weekend in July of 2013, so it was a Saturday. And it was an event that occurred when nobody was working in the courthouse, or very few people were working in the courthouse. But it was a big event. Following the fire, there was a closure of the courthouse for sort of a rolling closure, where a number of departments weren't able to report to work for quite a long time. There was a pretty significant cleanup effort. And a rebuilding effort of the electrical unit in the basement, which had started the fire, and what amounted to be about a $20 million insurance claim. So we came in and we looked at we looked a little bit at the cause of the fire. We looked at the response to the fire, so the fire department response, and shared some information there, and then at the longer recovery, and finally at the cost. And that's what we shared in our audit report. And so here we are, quite a bit later. We had 13 recommendations. This is a regular status update on the status of those recommendations, and at this point we have five that remain open. So one thing with our status report that I wanted to update you on, I know since it's been a while, it's getting to be kind of a lengthy report in there, where we report on the template. So in this time, what we did, we tried to consolidate it. So on the closed items, you'll only see the last update that closed the item, and then on the open items, you'll see the full string of reports, since that's relevant, since they're still open. So hopefully it's a little easier to read, although I understand it's still rather large. So you also asked about timing at the last committee, because it has been a while, and it's something that we're concerned about as well and paying close attention to. We're working with the remaining managers in charge of the open recommendations very closely, making sure that we communicate what we feel our expectations are before we'll close these. And those conversations are going well. So even while there are five open items right now, there has been progress, and we feel like the managers in charge are taking them seriously and are really working to get things closed out. So with that, I will just go over briefly the open items, if that pleases the committee. Recommendation two dealt with backup alarm protocols. Part of the issue at the time of the fire, because the courthouse was closed, there was one 24/7 alarm monitoring site, where a person was monitoring the alarms, and that had a total blackout with the fire. And so part of our recommendation is to make sure that there's a backup plan so we don't incur that situation again. The facilities management has worked with the vendor on this that's in charge of the system, and we're told they have a solution. They've encumbered funding to complete the project, and they're kind of working on final steps to get that done. So hopeful that we'll have continued progress and be able to close that out. The second open one is actually recommendation three, moving E911. That was emergency 911, the site of the one backup alarm monitoring, 24/7 backup alarm monitoring station, out of the safety building. Obviously, that's part of a longer-term facilities planning that I know policymakers are working on. The update right now is that that is currently tied to efforts to create a forensic science center at the county grounds. Yes, Supervisor.
Thank you. In the report, it says, explore the possibility of relocating emergency 911 communications to a more secure location. How is the present location insecure?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I think in terms of best practices for a site to have emergency response, it's to have it in a place that is a little bit more isolated from perhaps day-to-day operations, I would say, and to have it in an area where if there is a problem, that it can retain sort of the ability to function. And I think that was the issue at the time. There are safety building issues, I would say, issues with the facility itself, which I'm sure people are aware of as the county explores what to do going forward with that facility. And the basement location was just not an ideal spot for that. I would say, though, following as part of the claim, some of the infrastructure, technological infrastructure, that went down at the time of the fire and caused the blackout and caused the issues, that was replaced as part of the claim and then part of the funding outside the claim. So a lot of the mechanicals and those things have been updated, but we just think, we felt at the time that to follow best practices, the county should to try to seek whether there's a better location for that so there's not issues in the future. And then moving on to recommendation five, this dealt with ordinance language. This said we'd pulled forward from a prior report we did, just where ordinance language wasn't quite in line with state statute. And there have been some changes since the courthouse fire in terms of the structure, reporting structure of risk, of emergency management. And so they're working on this. They've worked with court counsel and don't believe there's a current risk to where we are, but so this is kind of a cleanup effort, which they're scheduled to do in late 2019. Recommendation six talked about continuity of operations planning. So this is basically how you're going to continue business in the event that something happens where either your facilities, your infrastructure, something goes down, which was the case. We did not have a plan in time at the time of the fire, so it was really ad hoc efforts. This is an area that has been a significant success as a result of the fire. I think leaps and bounds, different place right now where the county was when this occurred. They're changing the methodology a little bit, modification and conversion of some items. So we just want to make sure that is completed before we close this one out. And then the final one talks about the final cost. We held the report for a little while after the event because we wanted to make sure we get that cost piece settled. And then subsequent to our report being issued, there was a second proof of loss submitted. So there's been a settlement in the matter. So that part of it is closed out. What wasn't provided was an updated, detailed breakdown of the cost categories. And we wanted to make sure that that was shared with you. And so we requested that from risk management and are told they'll provide it for the next update. So it may not look like it, but I do believe that there are efforts to close this out. We've shared your concerns. We've shared our concerns, that people are anxious to get this stuff taken care of. I feel that we've gotten good cooperation from the folks who are there now, many of whom were not there when this occurred, and they're working through and helping us out. We have on here that we'll return in December 19, which we will certainly try to do. But what I would offer is if we're really close prior to the December cycle, I'd rather hold it and see if we could work out the issues so that hopefully lucky number 10 is our last status report on this. And happy to answer any other questions.
Members, questions or comments? Supervisor Shea.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see in one of the notes here, they're going to try and have this done by the time of the 2020 DNC. Remembering Atlanta during Olympics 1996, there was a bombing. And Milwaukee's going to be on the world stage next year in a way that I can't ever think of it has been before. Are all our emergency systems, I know this is probably bigger than your brief here, the emergency systems that are under your brief, do you think we will have these issues resolved by a year from now?
Mr. Chairman, our report really looks back at that event and the systems that were in place in that event, and that's where our conclusions were drawn on that. Well, I will say a couple of the backup issues you know, we had a number of recommendations that were related to it. Some of them have been closed out. I think the reason that we are doing our extra due diligence and trying to work with departments just to make sure and meeting again with facilities management on the backup alarm is because it is a really important issue. I mean, we're talking about the courthouse facility here. And it wasn't an issue when people were here, so it was more of an issue that property was damaged because it was vacant. This was 24/7, so it was a Saturday when no one was working. There was only one site that was monitoring this. So I think it's somewhat of a different issue, but I think it raises to the level of a concern that it needs to be dealt with. I mean, if it was, you know, sometimes what we do on reports is we'll administratively monitor them if it's a couple items are open. But just given the number and that some of these are life safety, we want to make sure that we're providing updates to you.
It looks to me like, I mean, some of these are going to be finished in the next, you know, I mean, the cost breakdown, which you said would be done very quickly. I'm really not sure why that county ordinance hasn't been changed yet. It doesn't seem like it should be very difficult to change the county ordinance. The succession plan sounds like that it really has been changed, but you just, as it says, it's a living document, so you want to kind of keep that open for a while. So you're... You know, we're really close on most of the items, as we should be after,
as
you note, 6 years.
Crossing some T's and dotting some I's, but I agree, we're getting there.
Right. It's hard to believe, thinking about it, that it was 6 years
ago. I know.
Because you can kind of remember it.
Yeah.
So, okay, members, this is just for informational purposes, so we can just leave it at that. So thank you for your update.
You're welcome.